こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週土曜日、ミズーリ州立大学のアリシア・ウォーカー教授がレディットで男性器の写真を募集し話題となりました。ウォーカー教授は男性器の大きさと自尊心の関連性について社会学の調査を行っており、22歳以上の男性に対し男性器の写真及びサイズの提出とアンケートへの回答を呼びかけました。現在募集はすでに締め切られています。教授は The College Fix の取材に対し、男性器を含め体のサイズにこだわる文化の中で、男性が自分の体についてどう感じているのか調査し、それがセックスや交際関係などにもたらす影響を確認するために今回の研究を行っていますと述べました。
Last week on Saturday, Professor Alicia Walker of Missouri State University requested pictures of users' penises on Reddit, drawing some attention.Professor Walker requested the penis photographs and measurements only from men over 22 years old as part of a sociological survey to research the relationship between penis size and self-confidence. The survey is already closed to new submissions. Speaking to The College Fix, the professor stated, "The purpose is to investigate how men feel about their bodies in a culture where we place emphasis on size, including size of penises,and to further look at how that impacts their tendency towards safe sex, relationships, and more."
そう、少なくとも3600人分を集めたいって言っていて、募集は締め切られてるところを見るともう集まったんかなっていう感じはするんだけど。
How long was it open for?
土曜日からだから、いつ締め切られたのか具体的に分かんないけど、まあでも早いよね。
That's a lot of people.
3日4日ぐらいでもう集まったんじゃない、匿名でもちろんよくて、ただあのちゃんとした調査なので、どういう写真でもいいわけじゃなく、ちゃんとあの通常の状態の写真と勃起してるところの写真とあときちんとこう測り方とかにも決まりがあって、あの長さと太さ、
ボーンプレスメソッド、what they said in the
何それ、
they said that you have to use the bone press method, and I didn't know what that meant, so I googled it, and the first result was some message board, and the first post that I saw on this message board was some guy saying that you have to press the ruler into your pelvic bone, and and this internet user'signature, in other words, this bit of text that appears beneath every single post, was their penis size erect, penis size flaccid, and this was some like...
どういうフォーラム？何の？
It was some hardcore
何の集まり？
penis forum. But there are these online forums of guys that talk about measure and...
え、その人たちは何の目的でそれを載せてんの、自分の大きさの。
Well, enlargement, obviously.
あ、大きくしたいってこと。
Yeah, this is what these message boards are for, or at least that's the goal. And so the numbers that all these people have, like all, not all, but most of the users on this message board have a series of numbers, you know, the date that the measurement was taken, and then the measurements, and showing their progress.Like my penis used to be this big, but now it's this big.
え、それは何して大きくなってんの、みんな。
I didn't go that far into it.
Oh.
But I should have, right? But I think it's like people hang. I've seen stuff on it before, but people hang like weights on their penis, and people and experts say don't do this because it's dangerous.You might injure your penis.
Yeah.
But people like, are you Googling weights hanging off penises? I forget what that's called. And then there's jelking, which is just like basically squeezing the penis while stroking it. But they have all these weird techniques that are around this idea of forcing blood into small blood vessels or something. Because the mechanism for your erection is that, right? So if you can improve the cardiovascular performance of your penis, then...
ちなみにさ、マイケルが見た中でそこにいる人たちっていうのは本当にそんなにファンクションしないほどちっちゃいのか、それとも気にしすぎな感じだった?
Well, they're definitely... Well, even if they have a small penis, I think they're worrying about it way too much. Like, either way.
そう、このウォーカー教授が言ってたのも、まあ、これは別に男性器だけに限ったことじゃないんだけど、その、まあ、体の形とかサイズとかっていうのをすごい気にしちゃって、まあ、身体集計障害みたいな。要はその、他の人から見たら全然大したことないんだけど、本人にとってはもうすごいもう、なんていうの、見にくい風に脳で変換されちゃってるっていうかさ、でずっとそればっかり気にしちゃうとか本人だけが、でそういうことにもつながってる可能性があるから、まあ、今回の調査でもそういうのを調べたいと言ってた。
Well, men consider it to be a factor in mating, and it might be, but I don't know how much control people actually have over it.
しかもさ、女の子同士で喋るときにその男性器の大きさってそもそもそんなにその人たちが思ってるほど話題になんないよね。
What was that? You couched your statement a little bit. Yeah, no one cares as much as they do, but that's because it's their penis that's the subject of conversation.
No, I mean like, なんか大きい方がいいよねみたいな風に女子があたかも思って
But are people saying that smaller is better? Like, I don't know of any internet message boards where guys are furiously trying to make their penises smaller.
でも正直言って、なんだろう、小さすぎて文句言う人よりも大きすぎて文句言う人の方が見たことある、女の子では。
But those guys with huge penises aren't that worried about it.
そうそうそう。だからそこが私個人の印象ではマッチしてないわけよ。
Yeah, well, but they can.
で、私も個人的にはちっちゃくて文句言ったことないけど、大きすぎて文句言ったことはある。あの、単純にだって痛いじゃん。
Yeah.
だから、なんだろう。ちっちゃくても別になんかどうにかなるけど、大きすぎるともう普通に
You have to be, see, this is a taboo subject, unsuitable for public discourse, because nobody believes what anyone else is really saying. Like guys, like if you, I don't know how to pose this, if you made a brand new video game character, and you had to set a bunch of attributes for your character,and you know, you set the hair color, you set his height, and all this stuff. And then you have to set this character's penis size. And yeah. So there's a slider there, and it starts at zero. Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that. Like, where are you moving the slider?
Like, 真ん中。真ん中ぐらい。
It's 真ん中。
普通ぐらい。だから大きくて悩んでる人もいると思うんだけどね。
It's all PC statements.
絶対いると思う。だからやる女子がいたがるとかってなっちゃうとさ、だって困るじゃん。
Yeah. But those people, no one feels that bad for those people. Those people are not
on message boards stretching their penises. 不公平というかさ、なんか大きけりゃいいって思われてることがさ、おかしいよね。絶対そんなことないもん。
I don't know. I think there are plenty of upsides to having an extremely large penis. I think that there's some sort of taboo cultural consensus that having a small penis or smaller than average penis is like a It's just a common subject of ridicule. not just among men either, although men do that as well. You know, it's kind of a, I don't know, I don't see the reverse of it very often. But it's not, I don't think it's unique to penises, you know. People say things about women for having small breasts or short legs, or people think, oh, like my nose is too big. So we have like people with complexes about the size of their facial features, or there's a, just an infinite number of things that you could obsess over. I mean, for guys, penis seems to be, you know, subject of the most obsession.
A
lot of women elect to have, you know, cosmetic surgery on their breasts, to a point where it is, I mean, it's pretty normal in society now. If men could go out and pay money to change the size of their penis, you know,
well, they do that.
They do?
Yeah.
How?
Like, some people put pearls in it and like weird implant type stuff to make it thicker and bigger.
I think that's extremely rare. And those
operations... Oh, that's what you think. Try working it. I've never personally seen it, but I have worked at Kebakura, right? And oh, you have no idea how many guys brag about it.
What modified?
Yeah, like, oh, I've put like this many pearls in my dick, like blah blah blah, and they're so proud of it.
Well, if you sit around in Kyaba talking to those guys, maybe. But I mean, if you just generally speaking, I think the prevalence
Okay, like fake
of,
boobs are way more common than the right? the like, pearl dicks, like, yes, for sure.
Much,
but.
Much, much, much more common.
でもさ、Hugh Hefner の奥さんがなんか今すごいそのanti implants advocate みたいなのやってるんだよね。なんか彼女もまあずっと偽のおっぱいを入れていて、なんかその中でいろんなこう健康への害があったみたいな。で、自分はそれを抜いたらその問題がなくなったから、それをもっとなんか、そうそう。
For what is she advocating?
インプラントしない方がいいよっていう。
Hmm.
で、あの、抜いてるんだけど、まあこれは個人の意見だけど、抜いてる方が、あの、まあ、ナチュラルで綺麗に見えてたけどね、その、この人は。
うん。
そう。
If guys could have penis implants, that, how would you analogize this? It would like make your penis larger, but it wouldn't feel right?I'm trying to analogize it to breast implants. But I think a lot of guys would, you know, if it was as safe and as, you know, effective as breast implants, I think a lot of guys probably would go out and get some penis enlarging operation. I mean, if they could do it with, if you could genetically engineer the size of your own penis and it costs like $10,000,How many guys do you think would just, you know, be flocking to the penis enlargement booths?
I don't know. I mean, guys don't talk to me about these things.
It's so crazy how many like pop-ups and advertisements and like weird, it's like everywhere, but it's kind of invisible. Like once you see it, it's like everywhere.
だからそういうのがプレッシャーになるよね。なんか前から言ってるけど化粧品もそうだし、そのチンコ大きくしましょうっていうのもそうだけどさ、なんか大きくしましょうしましょうみたいな広告ばっかり見せられてると、なんか大きくしなきゃいけないのかなっていう気になったりするもんじゃん、人間っていうのは。でニキビとか、あの胸がちっちゃいとかそういうのも全部そうだけどさ、それがあったかも悪いことかのように、なんか絶対に直さないといけないものかのように広告で言ってくるからさ、あれじゃあなんか私も直した方がいいのかなって思っちゃうけど、 実際別にっていうこともあるじゃん。まあ、本人がめちゃくちゃ気にしててもどうしても直したくて直してハッピーになるんだったらそれはそれで別にいいけど。
Well, you have to find a way to be happy with your body. You know, everyone has things about their own body that they don't like. And it's not just a penis thing.
Yeah. そうだね。まあ、そうだね。私もでも年とともにだんだんこう、どうでもよくなってくるわけじゃないけど、なんか、別に、いいやみたいにならない?
Well, I'm not, yeah, like, how, I don't understand, like, there are no good options right now for penis enlargement. So, there's just no utility, like, you can be depressed about it. It's all other people's opinions, though, you know, like, it's...
そうそうそう。
Yeah.
本当そうなんだよね。次。オハイオ州立大学の研究で慣れ親しんだものでも触れ方を大きく変えれば初めて触れた時のような楽しみを味わえることが分かりました。実験では被験者を2つのグループに分け、片方のグループだけお箸を使ってポップコーンを食べてもらいました。すると普通に手で食べたグループよりもより強く味を感じたり集中して食べており、その結果美味しかった、楽しかったと答える人が多くなっていました。別の実験では被験者を3つのグループに分け、ドライバー目線のバイク映像を見せました。その後、1つ目のグループには再度同じ映像を普通に見てもらい、2つ目のグループには手をメガネのようにしてゴーグルのように顔に当てながら見てもらい、ドライバーの動きに合わせて頭も動かしてもらいました。3つ目のグループには映像を上下逆にして見せました。すると手でメガネを作った2つ目のグループは他のグループより映像をより楽しんでおり、映像をダウンロードして帰る確率が3倍になっていました。
According to research by Ohio State University, an unconventional approach to familiar experiences can make them feel like they did the very first time. In their experiment, subjects were divided into two groups and given popcorn. However, one group was asked to eat it with chopsticks. The researchers found that the subjects who had eaten the popcorn using chopsticks reported enjoying it more, being more focused, and having more fun. In a separate experiment, subjects were divided into three groups, all of which were shown a video from the point of view of someone riding a motorcycle. The first group was shown the same video twice. The second group was instructed to watch the video using hand goggles and move their head along with the motion of the camera. The third group was shown the video upside down. The research found that the second group had more fun than the other groups, and its members were three times more likely to download the video and take it home.
そう、要はどれぐらい没入できてるかっていうことなんだけど、このチームが例で出してたのは、真っ暗なレストランってあるじゃん。なんかちょっと流行ったじゃん。あれも、真っ暗っていうこと自体が、食事を美味しくしてるっていうよりかは単純に真っ暗であることが真新しい経験だからより食事にとか食べてるものに集中することができて、まあ美味しく感じてるとか楽しく感じてるんじゃないかって。
It could be kind of both, no, in that example.
そうね。でこのドライバーのやつは上下逆にしてみるっていうのは真新しいは新しいんだけど単純に見にくいからあんまりその楽しさとかっていうのは上がってなかったって書いてあった。まあそれはそうだよね。逆で見たくないよね別に。
What if they just mirrored it?
ああどうだ。でもやっぱりこうやってさ手でメガネ作ってみるとちょっとこうふざけてるっていうかさ。子供に戻ったみたいな感じ。
Isn't mirroring it a better idea than making finger glasses? Because it's like the same video, but it's still novel. You know,
it's not novel enough compared to 手メガネ。だってこれでこうやって動かして見てんだよ。なんか楽しいじゃん、もうそれだけで。 Well, 絶対笑っちゃうじゃん。
Just don't watch the video and just do the finger mega. Like, you'll have more fun.
あとは、あの、水の飲み方とかもあって、他の実験で。Mm. あの、マティーニグラスで水を飲むとか、mm. 猫みたいにこう、ペロペロ、ベロで飲むとか、なんかそういうのでも、mm. 水だけだとしても、ちょっと楽しめるよっていう。
This is kind of what restaurants are about, right?
そうだね。
Because it's the same,、
うん、
it's bread, pasta, you know, it's the same stuff.
そうね。
Like,
ただなんかその環境がおしゃれだったりとか、yeah. 家とは違うから、あの、より楽しく感じたりとか、あとはテレビ見てる時もそうじゃない?なんか、携帯いじったりとかなんかしながらテレビ、なんか聞いてるだけの時とちゃんと見てる時で絶対ちゃんと見てる方が楽しめるじゃんドラマとかも、
mm.
なんかそれすごいない
Well, I don't watch TV while I am
Play
on
with
my
your phone.
phone
Oh, really? Yeah. 私やっちゃうんだよねだからドラマ見てる間に Twitter とかいじり始めちゃうとそのドラマをもはやちゃんと楽しめてない、
mm. I'm trying to do like oneScreen at a time.
Because
it can get really crazy because laptop, phone, TV, yeah, yeah. right? You know,
でももったいないんだよね、ちょっと。楽しさが。なんかどっちもできてるようで、その楽しさは半減しちゃってるから、
mm.
実はできてないっていう。
Well, you think you're getting... You know how if you're watching a movie and you get up and you leave...to go to the kitchen or something. And you can hear the movie, so you think you see everything, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I still know what's going on because I'm kind of imagining what's going on. And you come back. But you didn't see anything that whole time.
Mm.
You don't... I think you're missing a lot more than you feel like you're missing when you do stuff like that.
そう、自分ではね、気づけないから。あれなんだけど。だから、一番楽しいのは、やっぱり、わーわー言いながら見れるやつ。
うん。
なんか、一人で見れてよりも、感想を言いながら見れるやつが一番楽しくて。い
や。
一番はもうね、テラスハウスだよ。テラスハウスを、あの、旦那と見ながら、やんややんや言ってるのが一番楽しい。
No. I don't like that.I don't, I can't,
めっちゃ楽しい。
I can't involve myself in that sort of thing. I remember staying、Why? At a friend's house, and there were, these girls were watching, the Kardashians or something. And they, you know,、okay. they're just, they have something to say at every, I kind of know what you're talking about. They may have been a more extreme example, but this,
yeah,
this,I just feel like stopping everyone and be like, hey, why do we give a shit?
Like, でもなんだろう、カーダシアンズは relate するものじゃないじゃん。だから、ただなんかこう、
It depends.
悪口とかさ、right. 言って終わりだけど、テラスハウスはね、なんか、自分だったらこうするとかさ、もうちょっとなんか relatable だから、mm. 日本で起きてるし。
Mm.
で、しかもセレブじゃない、普通の人だから、なんか、それをやんややんや言って、言いながら見てるとめっちゃ楽しい。なんか昔バカにしてたの。テラスハウス見てない時。なんか誰が見てんのこんなのとかってバカにしてたんだけど、見始めたらさ。
I'm still there.
めっちゃ楽しい。なんかなんだろうね。
There's always been TV shows like this. It's not incredibly new, right? There's always been TV shows like Fear Factor or Travel Around the World. And there's these two brothers and they're like this and there's this guy and he has this personality and this guy's
so smart.
Yeah,
but I see how it's like popular even outside of Japan because その cultural difference がすごいんだよね。なんかリアリティショーといえばイギリスとかアメリカとかすごい発展してるじゃん。で、なんかもう見尽くされてるというかさ。もうはいはいこんな感じねみたいな。ただ日本でやるとこんな感じになるんだっていう日本人ってやっぱ違うななんかなんて言うんだろうね、
うん、
アメリカの The Real World とかさ、うん、ですぐセックスするじゃん
I don't know
もうなんかすぐやるし 全部すぐセクシャルだし、喧嘩とかもなんかすぐ物投げたりとか怒鳴ったりとかすごいじゃん。でも日本だとみんななんか基本的にすごく礼儀正しいっていうかさ、で全然セクシャルじゃないし何も起きないんだよね、要は。だから結構平和なの。それが逆になんか新しいというか癒される。
But it's you're still gossiping about someone's life that is totally inconsequential, doesn't have anything to do with your reality, doesn't forward anything.
ただそれはがノーストレスでできるっていうこと。
I can't. It stresses me out. If I do that, I get stressed out.
なんか芸能人のガーシピングとかだったら結構ストレスだけど、なんかなんだろうね、知らない普通の人たちだから。
It's like, like we went from, it's like, why do you guys gossip about these celebrities? It's like, well, they're famous. Everyone cares about these celebrities. It's like, well, why do you guys gossip about these people on this show? It's like, well, they're not famous. Nobody knows who they are. You know, it's like, I don't know. I'm just not that big on like...
すごい癒される。
I mean, I understand, you know, there are... What is it? Like, it's like you're dead and you're watching people on Earth. Like, you're not...
Kind of.
You're dead, right? You're in heaven and you're just kind of watching this thing. And God would kind of make these, like, comments. It's like, oh, what an idiot.
It's just refreshing. Like, so I started watching the Hawaii one where, like, the house is in Hawaii and people who live there are, like, 日本人かハーフとかなんだけど、そこでなんかやっぱ日本とアメリカの文化の違いみたいなのがめちゃくちゃ出ちゃってて、しかもなんかいい風もあるけど悪い風にも出てて、それがなんか自分の育ってきた環境とかからするとすごいわかるっていうかさ、ああこうなるだろうなみたいな、それでうまくいかないだろうなとか、なんかそれも結構だからソーシャルエクスペリメント的な感じだったんだよね、それは私の中で。だからそれも結構面白かった。
It gets you to think about your own life and the decisions that you've made a bit, so, and I think it can help you be a bit more socially competent, you know, you kind of get a you watch humans interact and then you kind of see what everyone thinks about that interaction, and then it kind of gives you a better sense of how to conduct yourself appropriately in society, which I need more of probably, but I don't know if I'm feeling that sure.
爆笑問題の太田さんもめっちゃ見てるからね、テラスハウス。
Oh, really?
Yeah. でもね、太田さんはなんかみんながうわこいつやべえやつだって思う人を応援するというかさ、優しいからさ、なんだろうね、みんなとちょっと違う視点じゃん。それはそれで面白い。
And I think a good part of that, those shows, although I don't really watch them, is nothing should get too crazy, right? Like you want people to get along, you want there to be a good outcome. It kind of, I don't know, it reminds you of, it just gives you a better moral sense of about what might, you know, piss someone off or like what, how some people might react, because it's just different personalities.
一緒に見てる人がたまたま違う意見の時もあるわけじゃん。だから私は見てて、あ、これはこっちが悪いだろうって思うけど、例えば夫は真逆のこと思ってるとか、だから私はこの子すごい好きなんだけど夫はこの子超無理とか、それもなんか、あ、そうなんだみたいな。
Don't you feel this weird feeling of like my life is not that exciting if I'm sitting here watching these other people like live? Because if there's a video of you just sitting there like on your phone and watching this thing, it's like very like,
well, if
no
I'm
one
doing
wants to
that,
watch that, right?
If I'm doing that every single day, all day, then yeah, I should go get a life.
Not even every single day, all day, but...
It's the same as, like, you know, I don't know, shooting people all day in a FPS game or something, you know?
Mm.
It's like you're not being productive, but
yeah,
it's just entertainment.
I heard your old Tanaka-san called it Sandabado.
Oh yeah. Sandabado kayo って Tanaka-san に突っ込んでもらってすごい嬉しかった。
I feel like
you don't know him, but you probably have mutual friends with him.
With Sandabado.
Really? あの、あれね、爆笑問題でハガキ読んでもらった話ね。So,
I didn't even want to know that.
でもあれも、それもさ、男性器の話になっちゃうけど、あの、カウントダウンできるっていうのは、なんだろう、女性からするとすごい不思議というかさ、なんだろう、私、ま、女性でもカウントダウンできる人いるのかな？少なくても私はできない。から、その、自分が射精するタイミングをちゃんと測って、5からカウントダウンするっていうのは。
5からね。
うん、できる？やろうと思えばできる？
I wouldn't.
でも、やろうと思えばできる？
I think so.
そうなんだ。
But I don't know from what number. Maybe just...
まあ、3、2、1みたいな。
3から。
そんなやか。
But I don't know. Is that a point of...pride?
いやいやいや、全然そうじゃないけど、yes. あ、わかんない。で、彼にとってはそれが普通だったんだよね、多分。
I think it's for to synchronize, right? That's the point. You sync, everything has to be synced now, right?
うん、でも別に私に合わせようとかそういうことでもなかったんだよね、単純に。
It's like you have 5 seconds to 合わせる or I'm just gonna
それもひどくない？合わせろってこと。
Yeah, I don't know.
結構唐突に始まる感じだったから、いつも。
It's bizarre. そう。
でも、はがきずっと送ってみたかったから嬉しかった。次。3歳から5歳の子供にお菓子を見せて、今我慢したら後でもう一つあげるよと言って部屋を出て10分間様子を見る心理学の有名なテストをマシュマロ実験と呼びますが、ミネソタ大学の研究で1960年代から2000年代の実験結果を比較分析したところ、現代の子供たちが一番長くお菓子を我慢できていることが分かりました。2000年代の子供は1960年代の子供より平均で2分間長く待てており、1980年代の子供と比較しても1分間長く待てていました。別で行った成人358人へのアンケート結果では、75% が現代の子供の方が自制心が低いだろうと予測しており、予測が外れた結果となりました。
Children aged 3 to 5 years old were shown snacks and told that if they wait, they could receive more before being left in the room with the snacks for 10 minutes as part of a psychological experiment called the marshmallow test.The study, conducted by researchers at the University of Minnesota, found that based on an analysis of experiments from 1960 to the 2000s, children today can delay gratification the longest. Children in the 2000s were able to wait 2 minutes longer than children in the 60s and 1 minute longer than children in the 80s. Separately, in a survey of 358 adults, 75% of them said that they believe kids today are more impatientthan the kids of the past, contrary to what the results suggest.
そう、今の子供たちはネットもあるし、スマホもあるし、YouTube のビデオとかも見放題で、こう、いつでもね、いろんなものにアクセスできるから、さぞかし、あの、自制心がないだろうというアンケート結果だったんだけど、実はそうじゃないっていう。だからこのチームの人は、みんなの感覚とか感と、実際の違いっていうのがあるから、こういう実験って大事なんですよみたいなことは言っていたけど。
Is it possible that children today are just greedier than they used to be? Because it's just, you know, more children today want.
でも結局待っててないからね。結局食べちゃってはいるからね。
But more of them are. But it's your will.To wait, right?
そうね。
So maybe they're greedier, maybe because I feel like if that dude left, I mean, what are they waiting for him to come back with more marshmallows or more
yeah, yeah.
snacks, right?
まああれなんだよね。ほとんどの子が待てないっていうのがもうこれは普通のことらしいんだよね。ほとんどの子は食べちゃう。だからまあその中で何分待てるかっていうのがだからフォーカスになってくるから。
What about for adults?
ね、どうなんだろうね。
Would you wait 10 minutes? I wouldn't wait. I'd just eat that marshmallow. I don't care about an extra marshmallow. I want the one in front of me. I don't need two marshmallows.
そうだね。
I've already tasted marshmallow. like, you know what I mean?
大人だから。
well,
大人だからさ、だっていつでも買おうと思えば買えるじゃん、マイケルは。子供はそういうんじゃないから。
That's, well,
それは一つより二つの方が嬉しいでしょ、子供は。
But can't the kid just go home and just get his own marshmallows or something better, graham crackers or something? Right?
Graham crackers? Why is that better than marshmallow?
I don't know, I threw it in there.
地味すぎない? なんかもうちょっとなんかわかんないけどチョコとかにして
I was just thinking like s'more ingredients or something.
あのまあ、ただ子供に限ってはお菓子を我慢するっていうあのまあのは、まあ、喜びをだから遅れさせることができる、
うん、
それは学力の高さとか SAT のスコアが高い体重が適正で社交性があるとかそういうのと、まあ、関連性があるっていうのが分かっているんだよね。だからまあ、待てれば待てるほどいいと言えばいいんだけど。で、なんでこれが新しい子供たちの方が良くなってるかっていうのをチームは分析していて、まあ、経済が良くなったり IT 化が進んだり国際化してるから過去数十年間で平均の IQ が結構大幅に上昇してると。だそれもあるかもしれないねっていうのと、うん、まああと初等教育がすごく進んだっていうのもあるよね。だから1968年は幼稚園に入る子供が 15.7% しかいなかったのに対して2000年には 50% で1980年代からはそのただ単に子供を預ける場所っていうよりかは教育的側面をもうちょっと押し出してこう自制心を教えたり小学校に入る準備進めるためにとかもあるらしいよ。だそれに伴ってもちろん親も家でこう子供に何を教えるとか何か我慢させるとかっていうのをもうちょっと昔よりはやってんのかもねって言ってた。
I have to imagine that the values of society have changed, you know, in that regard. But I wouldn't expect it to change in thatdirection. Maybe people generally are more cognizant of the just the concept of investing or you know something paying dividends or paying off later. But do people save more money than they used to or do people invest more than they used to? I don't think so.
まあ、日本はねバブルがあったからそれに比べりゃ全然みんなもっとすごい貯金とか堅実にしてるっていうのはあると思うけど、
うん、
他の国は知らんけどどうだろうね子供でもあの慣れっていうのもあるよねやっぱりだからこの親の教育とかもあるけどさこの間ラナイ島に住んでる友達がいて子供2人連れて日本に来てたのね、うん、でラナイ島ってさ本当に何もないじゃん、
うん、
だからもちろん電車とかも乗ったことないしあのなんか待ったりすることもないし自然を走り回って育ってるから日本に来た時にああ日本の子はすごいねみたいななんかびっくりしてさ電車でさおとなしくしてるとか待ってるとかでもそれはなんか日本の子が偉いっていうよりかはもう慣れてるってだけじゃんもう日常だから
I wonder how they do on this test. They probably wait the full 10 minutes. No?
どうだろうね?
Some of them. No.
難しいよね。
I think there's a huge... I mean, there's an enormous difference in how people behave with regard to... what do you call it? Delayed gratification.
Yeah.
For sure. Between, you know, Japan and the United States, for example. Right?
あの食べちゃダメよって言った場合はもっと出るかもね文化が わかる、なんかルールに従うか否かみたいな。でこれダメとは言ってないじゃん、別に食べてもいいけど我慢したら後で持ってあげるよって言ってるわけだから、ダメよって言ったら結構我慢できる子はいるかもね。
There's a lot of ways they could do this experiment. And it's interesting to think about the, you know, kind of future value calculation that a kid does. You know, it's like how long, you know, without any knowledge about economics or anything, how long does a kid think, you know, it's worth to wait for some given amount of value?
Yeah, I
think we humans have to wait a lot less than they used to in most regards. Remember, you know, you try to get on the internet with the
pee hero hero
mitaina.
Yeah, and
it takes like over a minute for one web page to load, and then the web page is garbage.
Yeah,
like one picture of Carmen Electra would just take like 5 minutes to load.
So that.
And now it's like pop pop pop. Everything's just like so snappy, so fast.
Yeah, but だからそのなんだね、パソコンが立ち上がるのは今一瞬だから、そこに関してはすごく忍耐力がないじゃん。昔と比べたら。ただ。かといってディズニーランドに3時間並ぶことはできるわけじゃん、それが普通だから。だからなんだろうね、エクスペクテーションの問題っていうか、別に全体的に忍耐力が下がってるっていうわけじゃないんだろうね。
Can everyone line up like that, or is it just the same slice of the population that lines up at everything? Do you know what I mean? Like let's say there's just let's say there's 5% of the population that just loves lining up, then you're just gonna end up with linesall over the place. They'll just accumulate.
But Disneyland is getting, I mean, they're growing. You know,
I'm sure.
They're expanding literally right now. Tokyo Disneyland.
No one goes to Disneyland anymore. It's too crowded.
That's definitely not true if you look at the numbers, but
that's a joke. What I just said couldn't be true.
Oh. There, if anything, it's pretty expensive now. Right? Like, 結構値上げしてる。
When's the last time you went to Disneyland?
Disneyland は、2年前とかかな。でも最後行ったのディズニーシーだったかな。ちょっと覚えてないぐらい。どっちかな。
Would you wait 3 hours right now to get on a ride?
まあ待って、
3 hours? What if there's, what if you're by yourself?
What if you're by yourself? いやそれはみんな無理でしょ。
No, someone is like, hey, like, I don't know, something happens, they gotta go to the bathroom, and they're in there for a while. So they're just like, hey, just go ahead.
いやそれは並ばないでしょ、誰も。どういうシチュエーションよ。
You don't think anyone in the line for Splash Mountain 3 hour wait is there by themselves?
まあ一人で行く人もいるだろうけど、一人で3時間並ぶのはちょっと辛いよね。え、最後行ったのいつ？
I don't know. Quite a long time, probably.
5 years?
At least, yeah.
At least?
Yeah.
So, date とかでも行かないの?
The last time I went was, I think same as you, Disney Sea.
まあ、okay.
And it was all right.
It's fun, for sure. I mean,
I like Disneyland's rides better, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But Disney Sea is supposed to be for like adults, so why doesn't it have like more intense, adulty?
They have alcohol
rides. I know, so you're drunk and then alcohol. You're on like the lamest ride ever.
I like Tower of Terror though.
But that's not a great ride.
Let's be real.
It's not a great ride.
It's scary.
It's uneventful.
What?
It's kind of the same. It's not like...
How is it uneventful?
Well, if you, like, what's the world one? The crazy...
Nani?
The trippy world. What is it called? What is that super trippy Disneyland ride where it's just a bunch
super
of...
Super trippy Disneyland ride?
Yeah, there's one that's...
In Tokyo?
Yeah, I think they have it.
Super trippy?
Where it's just like a bunch of weird plants and crazy stuff.
Splash, you know, like Mountain?
It's similar to Splash Mountain. You don't know what I'm talking about?
What? No. What?
Like the Alice, is it like Alice in Wonderland? What is it? Is it, isn't there an Alice in Wonderland ride?
No.
Am I bananas?
Snow White? Peter Pan? Peter Pan and Snow White are kind of trippy-ish, but.
But any of those, even like Pirates of the Caribbean is better than Tower of Terror. If Pirates of the Caribbean was,
also,
if Pirates of the Caribbean was just longer,
yeah,
and had a cooler,
ah, 怖いやつ、you know, yeah. なんかちょっと落ちるとか。
Yeah, because I heard the ones in other countries are better. That the Japan one is not that crazy.
Oh,
like it just goes, it just falls a tiny bit and then it goes around.
Yeah,
but in other countries,
yeah, so that small children can ride it too, no? I think
they put children on the other ones, right? No?
Which ones?
The
Splash Mountain Store.
Pirates of the Caribbean in the States and stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it's Disneyland, right? Because they can still ride on
Thunder
Mountain.
Ah, でもああいう激しいやつになると身長制限があるから、ちっちゃい子は乗れない。ちっちゃい子は乗れないじゃん。Yeah.I want to go to Disney World again. I went when I was like 11.
Where is that?
Orlando, Florida.
Huh.
めっちゃでかいよ。もう一日じゃ絶対もう何日もいても全然楽しい。
Is there only one Disney World or do they have a bunch of them?
They have like Disney World にいろんなのがついてる。なんか何？ Universal Studio とか。え、Universal Studio もそうだよね。オーランドね、あるよね。あとなんかエプコット、何アニマルキングダムとか、何サファリみたいなのとか、こうでかいディズニーランドみたいなのがいっぱいあるみたいな感じで、もう超楽しかった。It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. もう一回行きたいね。
Do they have something like that underground?
What?No, why?
No.
Why underground?
Just thinking. Might be interesting.
Indoor はあるかもしれないけど。Underground?
Yeah, like an underground, like Alice in Wonderland type. I don't know.
別に地上でよくない?
I guess so.
だって富士急とかもさ、
but they're
地上だから楽しいじゃん。景色とか。
Like, build one in a blimp or something. I don't know. Make it interesting. Because I feel like they're kind of, you know, the parks are kind of getting stale, no?
You haven't even been in 5 years.
Because they're getting stale.
They're making Avatar Land or something in Orlando, だっけな、それも。That sounds fun.I don't like the Avatar story, but the world is kind of like trippy and nice, right? Like blue and plants and stuff.
Do they do any like Fantasia stuff or any of that old? They had so much cool stuff. You know, the Fantasia series has like so much crazy stuff in it.
Yeah.昔のディズニーのやつ全部すごいトリッピーだもんね。ダンボとかさ。なんか怖いじゃん、ちょっと。
I think they're great. I think...
そういうトリッピーなやつもちょっとやってほしいよね。
Fantasia was amazing. They had that orchestra there and they had a like a preface. This narrator kind of explains what's going on, and then you can tell that they made the animation based on the music. And so the entire animation is just perfectly syncopated. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
That was like true art, and now we have, you know, Frozen or whatever. It's like whatever.
そうね。なんか今、今キャラクターの顔が全部同じじゃん、女の子のキャラクターが。
It's all the same.
それはちょっとなんか残念。なんか、白雪姫と例えばアリエルとか全然別人じゃん。顔が全く違うんだけど、最近のはなんか、Tangled とか Frozen とか、みんななんか目が巨大で、
well,
ウエストが超細いみたいな。
I mean, they were making like kind of experimental stuff back then.
Yeah.
And so it was all like really fresh and interesting.
そうだね。
I think there's stuff like that that could be done by animators today. And it could be really great, but no one's even trying to do that stuff. Like no one's making those like audially syncopated videos of nature, like describing nature the way that like Fantasia did.
Right. あれ面白かったじゃん。Red Turtle だっけ？セリフないやつ。
Yeah, I liked it.
次。
OpenAI has developed a team of 5 AIs called OpenAI 5, which will compete in international 5-on-5 multiplayer matches of the complex strategy game Dota 2. Last year, an OpenAI bot crushed top class Dota 2 players in a series of 1v1 matches. This time, the AIs will need to cooperate with each other to defeat a team of human players. Since the AIs play with no egos, they are capable of near-perfect teamwork, even with human beings. However, they are also capable of destroying them. The new team consists of 5 neural networks running on 256 GPUs and 128,000 CPU cores, and they have been playing around 180 years of Dota 2 gameplay per day, enabling them to play the game with superhuman effectiveness.
OpenAI 社が5つの人工知能からなる OpenAI 5というチームを結成し、5対5形式で戦うゲーム Dota 2に参加させる予定であることが分かりました。去年、OpenAI 社のボットが Dota 2の1対1形式の対戦に参加し、世界のトッププレイヤーを次々と倒しましたが、今回はチーム戦のため、人間チームを倒すためには人工知能同士がお互い協力し合う必要があります。人工知能は人間と違ってエゴがないため、仲間が人間であろうと人工知能であろうと完璧なチームワークを見せています。OpenAI5 は 256GPU と 208,000 コア CPU で走る5つのニューラルネットワークからなっており、1日に Dota 2を180年間分プレイして腕を磨いています。この180年間分ってどういうこと？その、ファストフォーワードしてるってこと？それとも、
Yeah, they can play the game as fast as they can.
やれすぎだよね。180年もやったらそれはうまくなるわ。
Yeah, per day.
もうゲーム廃人どころの問題じゃないね。
Yeah, so they become extremely efficient with everything they do in the game. And...It's been interesting to hear what players that play against the AIs have to say about the way that it behaves. You know, they ask them, does it play like a human? Does it feel like you're playing a human? And it's just, no. Doesn't. At all.
これどういうゲームなんだっけ、そもそも。
Dota 2 is Defense of the Ancients, I think.
Okay.
And it's a sequel to Warcraft.
Oh.
So it's like Warcraft.
Okay.
4-3.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one of the Warcraft things. I don't play Dota 2, so I don't understand it super well. But it's supposed to be much more complex than Go or chess or any of that stuff. The game is extremely complex. And yeah, it's just, they keep getting better and better. And they had the AIs playing individually at first, and then taught them to cooperate over time. They just kind of changed the incentives for the AIs.
これ逆に勝てる人もいるの?
No.
だってさ、180年間分、1日に180年間プレイしてる人相手だったら勝つ方がすごいよね。
If someone beats the AI, it would be a very, very big deal. If humans beat the AI, like, it would confuse everyone. They wouldn't understand how it's even possible.
そうだね、逆に。
We would have to start investigating psychic abilities or something.
いや、なんか将棋とかだとさ、あの最初の頃はこう、わあ、AI が人間に勝った、すごいみたいな感じだったじゃん。だから逆になんかここまで来ちゃうとさ、なんか AI が負ける方がびっくりするよね。こんなにだってやってんのにみたいな。それは勝つでしょみたいな。
Yeah. There are some limitations to the game, when they're playing it with AIs. So they're removing, invisibility, summons, and wards. And I don't know what those things necessarily mean. But there's some kind of like power-ups or something for your heroes or whatever, your squadron. But yeah, in the 1v1s, I watched the video. They have the videos online of the full games.
Okay.
So they had the OpenAI AI play against a guy named Dendi, who's like a world champion Dota player. And Dendi was, I think Dendi was crushed, and then they did a rematch, and he was crushed even faster the second time.
Oh.
Cause it,
was he confused? Like, なんだろう、人間から見て、え、なんでこんなことするの?みたいな感じのことをしてきたりもするの?
Humans try to take advantage of a bunch of human traits.
Right.
That's what we're programmed to do. So human Dota players are programmed to take advantage of human traits. You know, someone might get a little bit desperate to kill someone, or might, you know, there's weird psychological things that we have from our evolution. But the AIs, they don't respond to any of that.
Right.
But they leverage it against humans very well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at an enormous disadvantage
right.
against AIs, just because they can make objective decisions when they need to. I mean, they're doing it the whole time. It's their decisions evolved into place. Like the decisions they make exist because those decisions in those particular contexts have been successful over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And the odds that you're just going to show up and intuitively outdo this thing is kind of
なんかこの業界のことよく知らないからあれだけどさ、ここまで来てもそのトッププレイヤーが人工知能と対戦するのに付き合ってくれることがすごくない?なんかだって楽しくなくない?もはや。
Well, if you want to be one of the best players in the world, human players, you have to play against artificial intelligence. Because the artificial intelligence has developed techniques in the game that work, that humans can use, but no human had ever thought of before. And it does those. And so people, human players have been copying these AIs to learn new strategies. So if you don't play with them, then you'll have a disadvantage relative to the humans that do play with them.
Right.
Yeah.
そっか。
But the craziest thing about this is that Dota 2 is just it's an extremely complex model of essentially a problem. Right?
Okay.
Right? So there's a problem. And the model of the problem is Dota 2. Mm-hmm. And what that is, you know, kill these other guys in here and take their gold or whatever it is. That's the model. And look at how effective the artificial intelligence is at doing that. If you can put any problem, any real world problem, into the form of a computer model.
ね、だからやっぱりさ、政府を AI にしてほしいよね。
Well, that could be the worst idea ever.
Or the best.
Or the best, but it's the last idea ever, that's for sure.
政府全部が人工知能で支配されなくてもいいけど、その問題解決の方法を探るにあたってさ、こういろんな利権がでがんじがらめになってる政治家のおじさんたちがやんやんやんや言うよりもさ、もう淡々とこういう方法がありますって提示してほしいじゃん。
But you're assuming that the, you know, mostly the AI is going to agree with you because you think that you're mostly right about everything. The same way that everyone thinks that they're mostly right about everything that they think, right? Otherwise, you'd have a different opinion.
No, I mean, like, I want them to show us the options, you know, and pros and cons for each option so that we can talk about it.
But ultimately, the AI would execute the demands of some proportion of the population or something, right?
Well, that depends on the program, right? So, 例えば今なんかこうなんだろう、まあ少子化でもいいし、年金の問題でもいいけどさ、それを、その解決法を出すべき人たちが、それぞれのアジェンダがあるわけじゃん。だからこう偏ったりとか、やるべきことをやらなかったり、サジェストすべきことをしなかったりするわけだけど、それこそこうやってエゴがないわけだから、もう、本当にニュートラルに、こういう方法があってそれぞれのプロコンはこれですって出してくれちゃえばさあそうですかってでそれを人間が精査するなりウェイクするなりしていけばいいから
I think that could be extremely dangerous. I'm not sure that I have confidence in people to be able to craft language well enough to really communicateWith an artificial intelligence and be sure of what is actually being communicated. Language is so subjective. Very subjective.
I mean, we're trying to use AI for like diagnosis and stuff, right? So it's just like that. I mean, more as like a consultant, not as a prime minister, but more as a consultant, you know, just to suggest solutions or suggest ideas or something.
Is it going to be a suggestion though? Because let's say
more like options.
Well, let's say we're in the Dota 2 world, right?
Yeah.
And we ask the Dota 2 AI for its opinion on what we should do to win the battle. Well, it's going to give us an answer.And nobody in the room is smart enough to say shit about the answer that the artificial intelligence gives us. Because the artificial intelligence has been at this 190 years a day or whatever it is. You know, it's going to become...
Yeah, but when it comes to... 例えば少子化だとしたら、こういうソリューション A あります。それのプロコンはこちら。で何をさ優先するかはもう人間が決めるしかないわけじゃん。だから何を犠牲にして何を優先するかっていうのはそこから先人間が考えればいいことであって、そこまでのこう方法論というかさ。
I think the AI will just decide because it will just be so compelling. Like you can take a vote, but the AI has already changed everyone's mind. It's God status. People will follow the AI. You can't go against the AI.
I'm assuming that there won't be one answer to solve political issues or social issues. You know, there can't be just this one answer. There has to be like some options or like some things that you can, like multiple things that you can be working on.
But in politics without AI, there's only one proposed solution in any given calamity for each party. You know, there's the best solution. I think, that's absolutely true. I mean, we have a two-party system where it's totally binary across the issues.
In the States, yeah, but fairly, not here.
Still fairly binary.
I wouldn't call it binary, though, here.
It's a one-party system here. It's not a better example. That's just an example of the system breaking down, if we're being frank.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that there's one solution for each problem from one party. You know, that's not...
Okay, well,
let's... Or it shouldn't be.
But the AI says this is the best solution, right? So what are you going to do? Are you going to do the best solution? Are you going to do the solution that's not the best solution?
The best solution, the equal to not no kana.
That's what you're asking the AI for.
No, as I've been saying, it's more of like, just show us the options and pros and cons for each option, you know? And people, they can do it in a neutral way. That's what I'm saying. Instead of like, give us one solution for this problem, you know?
Choices aren't neutral, though. They're just not. There's always going to be a bias in the selection if there is any selection. Anything else would just be AI's best answer.
Yeah, but like, それを決める材料が今はその材料自体にもめっちゃバイアスがかかってるから AI だったらその材料自体にはバイアスかかってないわけじゃんっていうこと。だからその部分だけでも人間がやるよりも AI がやった方が、だから例えばさ、その病気の診断もそうじゃん。その今じゃあこのキーモを使うか使わないか、使った時のプロコンはこれ、使わない時のプロコンはこれ、それだけ出してくれればそこから先は別に人間が決めればいいじゃん。例えば自分はこのキーモ、まあ、やった方が延命できるかもしれないけど、まあ、すごい苦しいんだったらやっぱりやりたくないとか。で、それは別に AI がどうこう言ったかって変わるもんじゃないっていうかさ。
Well, I mean, the kind of what you're suggesting sounds more like a very narrow AI application that, you know, we could do today. But the open AI technology is alluding to a phenomenon with this technology where it, you know, it has a better answer than we do. But, you know, it can solve these virtual models better than the smartest human being on earth by far.
Yeah,
there's no
I'm
one
not...
that can kind of be like, I mean, I understand what you're saying. If we just didn't use this technology and utilized a narrow AI,
yeah,
that, you know, produced some bland metrics, like that could be informative. I mean, we have things that kind of do that stuff right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not asking this godlike AI to rule us or anything, you know.
It might. It's unbelievable how powerful these things are. I don't know. Once we have an AI that people start to listen to because it starts to say things that are extremely meaningful.
Right.
I think there's a risk of it becoming some sort of deity in our society.
Right.
Because right now this AI is in Dota 2, right? It's inside Dota 2. Now if you take it outside of Dota 2 and it just works with this model,
right,
the real world, we're going to get crushed. I don't see how we don't get crushed. I would try to keep AI away from politics. It's so filled with uncertainty. You know, even to this day, there are so many people that don't think of this as being a potent technology that, you know, that would cause a serious disruption in the world. You know,
we've talked about it, I guess, many times on the show, and you know, all the smart people are worried. So,
well,
I'd say we should be.
There are smart people that aren't worried too, you know.
Well, Stephen Hawking was worried.
I just don't.
He was definitely worried.
You know, I certainly haven't changed my tune about this, but I'm not, you know, I don't have a closed, an entirely closed mind about it. I'd love to hear why this isn't what people are warning us that it is. But
people are warning about this all the time. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Even in our entertainment, like all the movies are about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, deep.
In a survey conducted by Shirabi, 1,006 men and women in Japan aged 20 to 69 were asked, have you ever wanted to kill your boss? 27% of the respondents answered yes.
ニュースサイト調べが20歳から69歳の成人1006人を対象に行ったアンケートで 27%、 4人に1人が上司を殺したいと思ったことがあると回答していたことが分かりました。なんか短っこれあれだよね、あの地震があってその時にあのまあ遅れてもいいから会社に来いとか、なんかとにかくそういう対応された人が多くて、それを受けてこういうアンケートしましたみたいな話だったよね。
Ever wanted to?
殺したいは結構すごいよね。
Right?
さすがに思ったことない。
That's good. 27% is pretty high.
ね。
I don't know how many of those people were being facetious, but...That's pretty high.
まあ日本だと結構言い返せずにこうなんていうのその場ではこう丸く収めて飲み込んでストレスを抱えちゃうっていう人は多そうだけどね。だからよりこうなんかイライラが発散されないみたいな。
It's crazy to think that there are bosses where, you know.27% of their employees have wanted to kill them at some point.
ね。
And they don't, they, you know, they don't have security. Or
結構多いよね。まあただだから、まあどういう状況なのか分かんないけど、その地震の時みたいにさ、こうまず大丈夫とかじゃなくて、なんか遅れてもいいよみたいな、なんかその、なんて言うんだろうね。そもそも、会社の人を大事にしてないっていうかさ、もう駒のように思ってるってなっちゃうとすごいイライラさせられるっていうのはあるのかもしれないけどね。
Do you think it's is it a I mean have you ever wanted to kill someone before? Like
No さすがにないね。殺したいって思ったことはないね。
It's a high level of resentment.
相当だよ。まあ人によってさ、threshold が違うからさ、なんとも言えないけど。
And it's weird to think, you know, when you get on the train, how many people standing around you, how many salaryman are just thinking like, oh my god, I really just, I have to kill this. My boss, he's just the worst. I just can't, just can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
But...It's way better to just quit your shitty job and work somewhere else. Hard to do, but it's much better than killing your boss, I think.
そうね、日本は転職率が低いんだよね。だからそれもあるよね。なんか、
That causes an increase in wanting、ね、to kill your boss.
すごい嫌な上司と何十年も付き合わないといけないとかってなると。
And it makes, I feel like it might, it can make bosses worse.It's like you're not going anywhere, you piece of shit. You know you're not leaving.
そうだね。
You loser. You know, and it's, そうだね。It's like it kills you.
Yeah.
You know, if you get in that kind of work situation.
Yeah.
It's the stereotype of the shitty boss is pretty strong.
Yeah. そうだね。
People don't like bosses.
Yeah.だからリーダーとボスっていうのは違うって言うじゃんよく。だからリーダーっていうのはこう責任は最終的にはちゃんと自分で取るし、 みんなをこう率いていくんであって、別に上に立ってるわけじゃないというかさ。でもすごい嫌な上司っていうのはこうみんな上から押さえつけて責任は取らないし、手柄は取るしとかさ、いろいろだから、なんかどうなんだろうね。
Yeah, no one should be killing their boss. It's weird to think about how, you know, the world is, certain things are happening and not happening in the visible real world, and somehow, you know, above that, somewhere in the consciousness of all humans, there are these impulses flying around. It's like, oh, I just want to kill my boss, you know. Yeah. And it's as prevalent as 27%, but we see very, very few murders of bosses.
Yeah.
You know, like all these bosses, most of them survive this wanting to be killed by their,
そうだね、
their employees, thankfully.
なんかやっぱり仕事のストレスってほとんどが仕事自体というよりも人から来るものじゃん。だから私も殺したいまではな全然ないけど、ものすごいストレスを与えてくる人とかっていうのは一緒に働かなきゃいけない状況はいっぱいあったし、なんかこう、でも外資だからちゃんとした理由があればそういう人っていなくなるじゃん、自然と、自然とクビになるっていうかさ。だから
ちょっ
となんかまだなんか我慢できる、我慢っていうかちょっとの辛抱で済むけど、それが本当に終身雇用の日本の会社で何十年もその人と一緒にやらなきゃいけないとなると、まあすごいストレスはストレスだろうなと思うけど。
Well, it's like not only are you not getting a different job, but your boss isn't getting a different job either.
そうね、辛いよね。
Well, the system is not designed, you know, it's kind of built from the top down in many ways. You know, these structures are kind of built from the top down and managed from the top down. Even if you're all working towards the same thing, you know, there's hierarchy, there's authority, and those things can be, those mechanisms can work fine if you like what you're doing. But if you don't like what you're doing, you know, eventually you're going to want to kill your boss or think about it.
Yeah.
If you just keep doing that forever.
Or like, 仕事の内容が大して好きじゃなくても、人が良ければまだ全然できるっていうこともあると思うんだよね。だから結局はなんか、仕事の内容っていうよりも環境と人だと思う。なんか前の会社とか結構すぐ誰でもクビになるような会社だったんだけど、なんか社長の方針としてちょっとぐらい仕事ができなかったとしてもまだちょっと多めに見ることはできる。ただ意地悪とかなんか性格悪いとか人にそうやってストレスを与えるっていう方により厳しかったんだよね。なんか彼のそれは本当に個人的なあれなんだけど、ただそれが結果的にやっぱりみんなの生産性とかに結びついてくるから結構大事だったと思う。たまにいるからね、本当になんか、なんだろう、大人なんだけど、単純に意地悪な人みたいな。
Yeah.
なんか、物の言い方とか多分、あとそれこそ変なプライドがあるとか、からこう、失敗するのはいいじゃん。でもなんかそれを認められなくて、なんか人のせいにしようとしたりとか、なんかそういう人が一人でもいるとやっぱりなんかすごい雰囲気悪くなっていって、みんなのやる気がそがれちゃうとかさ、あるから。
Yeah, I think it's good to just get away from bosses and people should just try to collaborate, because it just, you know, it just gets too, I don't know, bossy. Because you're always going to have less fulfillment yourself if you feel like you're part of an agenda that you didn't, you know, want to be a part of. You know, like you started doing this job, you know, sales, and now you're doing this job, and it's kind of like they're just kind of moving you around where you're useful.
そうね、特にそうね、日本の会社だとこう 本当に全然関係ない部署に異動になったりとかね、よくあるし、全然自分の希望を聞いてもらえないというか、会社がもうそれに興味ないとかってよくあるからね。だから就活とかびっくりするもんね。なんかこの会社に入りたいですってみんな言うけど、どこの部署に行くかは全然わかんないみたいなさ。だから商社に入りたいですっていう子いっぱいいるけど、じゃあ何経理部かもしれないし、マーケ部かもしれないし、なんか全然部署によってやること違うのにさ。
Well, for a lot of Japanese companies, they just put you into sales no matter what you were interested in or no matter what you wanted to do. There's you just go into sales and you do that for, you know, years before you can do anything else.
Well, that depends on what industry you're going to be in. But
I think probably the majority is like that, you know, where you have to go into sales and training and that's what you're stuck there for. Several years, but they're not just going to put you in some of these other departments right away. Like a lot of large companies operate that way. Because I mean, it's like forget what you think you learned in school. We're going to start over, basically.
Yeah, その学校で何勉強したか関係ないっていうのは確実にあるよね。次。
According to a new paper called "Dissolving the Fermi Paradox" by researchers at the Future of Humanity Institute. And Oxford University, the probability that human beings are alone in the observable universe is 10%, and the probability that we are alone in the Milky Way is 30%. The Fermi paradox is an apparent contradiction between our high expectation of there being alien civilizations and the lifelessness that we observe. The paradox cites the basic observations used to calculate the Drake equation, that there are billions of stars in our galaxy, many of which are millions of years older than the sun, with planets similar to the Earth, some of which could have developed intelligent life. In the study, the researchers re-evaluated the parameters of the Drake equation using a Monte Carlo simulation rather than a point method approach, which means incorporating large uncertainties, such as the chemical transformations believed to be a prerequisite to life. The researchers suggest that because the result is reconcilable with our observations, which so far is a lack of life, the paradox is dissolved.
オックスフォード大学の人類未来研究所が発表したフェルミのパラドックスの解体という論文の中で、観測可能な宇宙の中で知的生命体は地球の人類のみである確率は 10%、 天の川銀河の中では 30% であると予測されています。フェルミのパラドックスは地球外の知的生命体が存在する可能性の高さと、これまでにそれが一切観測されていないことの矛盾を指摘したものです。これはドレイクの方程式がベースとなっており、私たちの銀河系に数十億の星があり、その多くが数百万年単位で太陽より前から存在していて、その中に地球に似た惑星があるのであれば、そこで知的生命体が生まれているはずという考えです。研究ではモンテカルロ法を用いてドレイクの方程式を見直し、生命に必要不可欠とされている化学変換など不確実性が高いものを考慮に入れました。その結果、知的生命体が地球外に存在する可能性とこれまでの観測結果が矛盾していないことになり、フェルミのパラドックスは解体されたことになります。つまり、Fermi's paradox では、地球外に知的生命体がいる確率が、もっとめちゃくちゃ高いとしてたから、それと、それを考慮に入れた場合に、今まで何も観測されてないのがおかしいということだったんだよね。
うん。
ただ今回、その確率が、そう思ってたより低いってこと、 90% ってだからってこと、それでもフェルミスパラドックスよりは低いってこと。
Well, in their particular analysis, they looked at the level of uncertainty regarding the emergence of life. And so, when you have all these different factors and you multiply them together, if you have the, I mean, one of those factors is what is the probability of life emerging? So in a place where there is no life, you have to get to organic molecules, and those have to assemble themselves into something more complex and eventually produce life, right? So they are discussing... We've had the assumption that life emerging is not that unlikely because of the fact that life emerged on Earth only 400 million years after the Earth formed.
Right? But here it says the probability that human beings are alone in the universe is 10%, right?
The observable universe.
Is only 10%.
Is 10%, which is quite high. Very high.
But like, there's 90% chance that we're not alone.
Yes.
Which is still lower than Fermi's paradox.
So this, the paradox is dissolved when you look out into space and you see, so let's say objectively with no observation, really it's, you say 10% chance, but we look out into space and we don't see any intelligent aliens. It's like, oh, well, there was a 10% chance of that happening, so we shouldn't be that surprised. Or if we don't see anything in our, really, we don't see anything in our Milky Way. We can't, we don't really have the instrumentality to probe beyond the Milky Way for life
right.
so much. But if there's a 30% chance that there's, that we're the only ones in the Milky Way, and then we look around and we don't see anyone else in the Milky Way, they're just saying, like, you know, it's not a paradox if there's a 30%
right.
probability. Other people, I mean, generally astronomers have thought that the probability of there being no other intelligent life in the Milky Way is essentially zero.
Mm.
But that's because of the assumptions we had about the emergence of life.
Right.
The uncertainty is much higher than it appears to be because of the fact that we only have one sample.
Hmm.
We only know of one instance.
Right.
Now, if we find primitive life forms on Enceladus, for example, then the Fermi paradox would immediately be restored.
Right, right.
Because then it's like, well, you can't tell us that the probability is that low of life emerging. We just found another example right here.
Yeah.
You know, so so a lot hinges on that particular boundary. I still think that there's a very good chance that there's life, that there are intelligent aliens out there, but I think that there are some other false assumptions that people are making. For example, our species only took 150 years to get from radio to artificial intelligence.
Hmm.
150 years. So if you're monitoring some alien planet, and let's say that's a planet that was going to develop life, even if life was on that planet for billions and billions of years, there would only be a window of 150 years to detect that planet was in fact a positive for intelligent life.
Mm.
We don't know what happens after AI or whatever we're doing.
Right.
But that would be the question of, you know, how do you find artificial intelligence? Right. I don't think that we could, so...
Hmm.
I mean, maybe we could find AI. But the point is that the time span, the amount of time that a civilization is detectable, like ours, there's no reason to assume that it's super long. It's only been 150 years on Earth. It's nothing.
Yeah.
So you would have to perfectly coincide, right, with another civilization in that gap, after radio and before the singularity or whatever happens.
Right.
If you assume that that civilizations would still be detectable after developing AI, you know, that would be a very different picture.
But yeah.
I don't really think that's likely because, all life forms that we know of that are in an environment that has potential threats evolve camouflage and disguise themselves as much as possible. Even predators do this.
Right.
So wouldn't you hide just like everything else?
I don't know. I mean, we're not hiding right now, are we?
Should we be?
That's another question, right?
We know that we're like the most visible, exposed.
Yeah. 丸出しだもんね。てか、ま、丸出しどころかいろいろさ送ったりとかしてさ、mm-hmm. 自らをこうエクスポージしてるじゃん。
Mm-hmm. We have radio signals that are 150 light years away from Earth. So any systems that exist within 150 light years could have received signals from Earth. They could be on their way here right now.
Yeah. And who's going to take the responsibility when they are the bad guys, you know?
I don't know. What would you do if we found that out? There's just an announcement on TV. You just turn on NHK. And it's like, scientists have confirmed that killer evil aliens are on their way to Earth. They'll be here in 200 years. It's really like a bimyo.
200 years.
Really bimyo. Like
that's really bimyo.
Well, we don't have to prepare, right? Well, wait. No, I don't know.
200 years だったらかなりチルな気持ちでいられるよね。なんか、
yeah?
I feel bad for what, もっと下の世代。
Mm.
わあ、なんかそのカウントダウン始まったら、だって実際にさ、あと2ヶ月とかなっていくわけじゃん。
Yeah.
わあ、かわいそうと思うけど、
mm.
自分は関係ないから。It's like, you know. まあ、それまでに Mars 行けるだろうし、
mm.
逃げればいいんじゃないみたいな。
Yeah, how do we coordinate human beings for a problem that's further away than a human lifespan? It's really hard, right?
いや、無理でしょうね。だって環境問題だってここまで来ても全然進まないから、200年なんて言ったらもう何もしないんじゃないしばらくは。
It's like the fastest way to deal with climate change is to figure out immortality or something. But then we have worse problems.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. そうだ。どうにかして relevant に。
I mean, that'll make people care, but then they'll just be like way too many humans caring.
Yeah. 無理だね。
is there such a thing as too many humans?
Oh yeah, for sure, right?
Really?
On this planet.
Just in general, not necessarily on this planet. Let's say, you know, we can have tons of humans, but if there's too many, then we can take some of the humans and we can put them on Mars, we can put them on Venus, you know.
That's already too many humans, right?
Is it?
Isn't it?
Wait, but...
I don't know.
There used to only be, you know, what, like 5,000 humans on Earth or 10,000 humans on Earth or something?
It depends on who you're asking, right?
Well, what I'm asking you, like what... When do we have just...
We already have too many humans on this planet.
Wait, are you advocating genocide?
No.
Okay. Well, what do you mean too many humans?
Well, too many, like, imbalance. I'm referring to the imbalance.
How do we restore the balance without killing humans?
Technological advancement
So you Slow should say, it would be better to say, if I was your PR agent, I would be like, hey, you should just say, like, we need better technology, you know, so that we can keep up with all the beautiful, wonderful humans on Earth, that, of course, all of whom should be here. But if
Who
we...
Who am I telling myself to in this scenario?
You just want to be polite to human beings in general, right? Isn't it... good to be polite to
humans, your own kind.
Yeah, it's underrated.
Yeah, 自分の kind だからこそ何でも言えるっていうのもあるじゃん。でしょ？
I don't have that much hubris. I feel like I'm human, but I'm kind of like we're like visiting. I'm like visiting. You know, like this has been going on. The human being thing has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And I'm showing up and I'm kind of like, yeah, this is my two cents. Like, you guys should stop doing this. Maybe try this. And then I'm gone. You know, so it's kind of like, I'm not going to show up and be like, hey, all the civilization stuff you guys have been doing for thousands of years, we should stop that. There's too many humans. No, I think we should. Well, Elon responded to this study, actually. Elon Musk said that this isn't verbatim, but this is even more reason why we should preserve the light of consciousness. He called it the light of consciousness.
Right.
It's poetic. Makes sense. Maybe there is something about consciousness, because, you know, we were talking about the boundary of life emerging, but it only took 400 million years after the Earth formed for life to emerge. What's really crazy is that it took over 4 billion years after that to get consciousness. Way, way crazier a process to get from life. It's counterintuitive. If you think like, well, how do you get from like dirt to like a thing that's alive? But apparently it does.
Yeah.
And apparently like the real boundary is like getting to consciousness, not getting to life, right? If that were true, then that would kind of explain this Fermi's paradox better, I think. It's like, well, they're still evolving. Like, why couldn't you just have dinosaurs and dinosaurs and dinosaurs and dinosaurs and dinosaurs? Like, Earth did. Earth had dinosaurs for a while.
Right.
Right? And then it did animals for a little bit, and then it was like, we're going to do, you know, the space shuttle and other computers instead.
Right.
But, the dinosaur thing was just forever. So maybe there's like a bunch of planets that have like that. They're not at the consciousness. Once you get consciousness, then you kind of, it takes off again. But up until that point, you're kind of in the
dinosaur era.
Dinosaur. Because you just have dinosaurs and then meteors smash the dinosaurs, right? And it tries to reset the system. It's like, yo, you guys aren't, this isn't consciousness. Let's try again. And it like smashes the planet and it kind of resets and then it evolves again. You get some different dinosaurs. Hopefully some of them are smarter. But if they don't produce consciousness after, you know, a billion years, then another rock is going to smash it and it's going to try again.
Or maybe this whole thing was just a mistake.
What was a mistake? Just what reality is a mistake?
Consciousness.
Consciousness is a mistake?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Maybe it was supposed to be the repetition of dinosaur stuff.
Consciousness being a mistake is like the darkest. It's like the darkest. The worst thought.
Because you never know, right? God. I mean, it depends on who you're asking again, but.
But people that are more conscious seem to be better people than people who are less conscious.
But you say better because, you know, we are humans and it's just from our perspective, right? But, I mean, I don't know what the universe is trying to do, so.
Well, the universe delivered us because the laws of the universe, you know, permitted the persistence of consciousness. Consciousness persists. Complexity persists. Entropy is trying to break things down, but in the process it is forming organization, and that seems to persist. Like that's what a life form is. Like a life form is persisting form, persisting organization. And so the universe, I think, is on the side of life and of consciousness.
I hope that's true. accent that's more...
Well, I hope what you're saying is romantic. Not true, specifically. There's way too many... We should exterminate all the human beings. Consciousness is evil.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying this that I... I'm
reality
just saying,
is a mistake.
I'm just saying that it's interesting because it could be either way and we would never know. You know?
I don't think it could be either way.
If...
I think the universe... allows things that aspire to consciousness to persist.
When you said, like, what are you going to do if they tell you that the bad aliens are coming and it's going to take 200 years, I was going to say, like, the first thing that came up to my head was, like, we should just all sit back and watch Rick and Morty and chill.
Just chill. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
Just lie down. I mean, a lot of people... have historically a lot of people have lied down, but they don't have anything, they didn't leave anything behind that
not
persists.
Like, when is it that was it not Nebula, but like the aliens who used to enslave us and they're coming back? What was the...
Oh, you mean like Zachariah Sitchin's...
it's part of the ancient alien theory.
Yeah, I think that's Zachariah Sitchin's theory of Nibiru and...
Oh, yeah, Nibiru.
The Nephilim would come and enslave the human race
and
force us to mine gold so they could scatter gold particulates into their atmosphere because they had destroyed their atmosphere with fossil fuels or something. There's some crazy idea.
Oh, God.
I don't buy that. However... astronomers are saying pretty confidently now that there is a planet floating around outside of our solar system that kind of sort of matches the description of this Nibiru thing. And so it's so weird, right? That we can't, like, the internet people can't fully parse these weird theories like this. It, like, it just hangs around.
Oh, yeah. まあ、だって分かんないからね、誰にも。絶対ないって、どんな科学者にも言えないから。なんかその、映画とかで見るエイリアンよりも、その、エンスレイブされるアイディアの方がより嫌だよね。食べられる方がまだマシじゃない。
Well, have you heard the idea that, forget who said this, but English is a virus from outer space?
The language?
Yeah. Well, language is a virus from outer space. So it's like we are already controlled. Like if you kind of expand your mind as to what an alien might be, just look at all the weird things on Earth that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
That aliens could be super, super weird. Super weird. So
that's possible.
I think that's one of the reasons why we can't find them is because we're kind of expecting this...
physical being,
arms and legs.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Where are its eyes? You know, like stupid
questions.
Yeah,
maybe
questions,
just
like,
the fact that we're conscious, right? I mean, that's part of the symptoms of being infected with alien
virus.
Might as
well be, right? Might as well be. It's weird enough to be worthy of an alien virus symptom.
Yeah, you know,
in some fictional plot.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we're all infected.
Remember that skit where these like two British guys are talking about they're like aliens on Earth and they're trying to figure out how meat is thinking.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's so true. It's all meat.
Yeah.
How does
we're just a bunch of meat that's walking around.
I was thinking about Bigfoot the other day and I was thinking about why people think, you know, why is this such a phenomenon in all these different cultures, Bigfoot, Sasquatch and the Wendigo or whatever. But if you walk through the forest by yourself as a human being, I think part of the weird feeling that you get is your out of placeness, like you're out of place.
Mm.
One human walks through the forest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you know, you're in front of your computer, there's, you know, CNN, pornography, whatever. But now you're walking through this forest and you feeling like you don't fit in kind of starts to make you feel like Bigfoot.
What? Yourself?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, think
okay,
about
I
it.
Didn't see that coming.
This is a weird theory. This is a weird theory, but it's like then you kind of project that phenomenon because Bigfoot is not an animal. He's a phenomenon. He's an archetype of what we are. That is like kind of he's human, but he's an animal.
Yeah.
He fits in, but he doesn't really fit in. He's kind of hiding. He's kind of out of sight.
Okay.
And I feel like that could just be some weird projection of how we feel when we're in nature. You don't feel like Bigfoot? Is it just me? I'm the only one that feels like Bigfoot.
I've never thought about...
But you're Bigfoot. Let's be real. If you're walking around in the forest, all these animals are like, who the fuck? Like, what is this character?
まあね.
What? This guy is weird. This guy wants to say Bigfoot is weird? Look at this guy with his iPhone
yeah,
and
but
his...
Yeah, I mean, the...
Clothes.
The thing about Bigfoot is like... It's because it's so close to... It's like this uncanny valley type situation, right?
Yeah.
It's not like squirrels are looking at right. us and be like, holy shit, like right. it looks weird.
Yeah.
But it's more like it's bizarre because we're so close and yet so different.
Same with the gray aliens, right? The alien grays.
Right.
Are very similar to us.
Yeah.
But how could an alien gray be anything other than a projection of ourselves? Do you know what I'm saying?
In nature.
Bigfoot is a human. And so are alien grays. Like these archetypes are like weird...
Right.
Subconscious permutations of ourselves. It's like Bigfoot is like you in nature. Where do you find Bigfoot? In nature.
Yeah.
And aliens are like us in the future or in space.
Yeah.
You know, and if you take a human being and leave him in nature long enough, he'll probably become Bigfoot. If you take a human being and leave him in a UFO long enough, he'll probably become one of those skinny, wide-eyed, you know, thin-bodied gray aliens. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Is that wackiness?
That's that just like shows the limitation of our imagination, right?
It is kind of limited because Bigfoot is just... How is it possible that Bigfoot looks so much like it's just a human in a monkey suit?
That's because there's a human in it.
Yeah, in the monkey suit. But you can do that with aliens too.
文字起こしのテキストを Android、Mac、iPad、iPhone のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもありますので、ぜひお試しください。
Yep.
単語テスト機能とか、バトルモードとかいろいろついてより使いやすくなっているので試してみてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。終わり?
I guess if anyone has suggestions for the app, they can send those to us.
お願いします。
Yep, I think that's it.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。